Come.
Good morning, everybody. We're Mike and Casey, and it's 8:46 at 100.7 WHUD.
And you can meet best-selling author Mary Higgins Clark in Yonkers May 11th at the Cocktail Party Fundraiser for the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. It's at XTO. Visit atonementfriars.org for details. And she's got a new book, so we welcome this favorite guest back to Mike and Casey in the morning.
Oh, well, it's always a joy to speak with you. You know that. And the new book is All By Myself Alone. It's set on an ocean liner, a luxurious ocean liner with only 100 people on board and 85 crew, just to be sure everything is absolutely glamorous. And, of course, I have to have someone in trouble. Celia Kilbride is a young gemologist. Her fiancé is arrested because he's had a hedge fund fraud, and a lot of people think she's in on it. So she gets onto the ship feeling very battered, very down, very alone, and of course something has to happen to her.
Ooh, and you're out in the middle of the sea.
You know, it's fun to look up Admiralty law and what the FBI would do if there's a convicted killer on the ship. It really is interesting. What would happen if someone fell overboard? Would they stop the ship and turn around? No, they wouldn't. So it was just interesting to use the background of a glamorous ship as well as try to set a whodunit on it.
And we love your whodunits. And it's Mary Higgins Clark, our wonderful guest. All By Myself Alone is the new book. Take this book on vacation. Now, what I want to know, Mary Higgins Clark, is how do you relax? You're always so busy, not only writing books, but you do a lot of wonderful things for charity. What do you do for fun?
Well, John and I've been married 20 years now after being a widow for a long time. We enjoy going out together all these affairs and, of course, to see friends and then go to a movie, which I like to catch up on the good movies. And, of course, the family. We have a big family, so we enjoy being with them. I have 6 grandchildren. John has 11. And everybody lives in the vicinity. So we have plenty of comings and goings. Last Sunday, we had 31 for dinner.
31 for dinner. 31 for dinner at the Mary Higgins Clark household. That tops any record I ever had for dinner parties. Mm-hmm. She's just a joy and a delight.
She really is. And I'll always remember how she treated my in-laws when we used to go to the luncheons together every year with Mary Higgins for what was then the Dominican Sisters Family Health Service. She was always so sweet to them and remembered them even after they passed. She is just one of the great, great people. She is going to be 90 years old on Christmas Eve. Mary Higgins Clark with Mike and Casey, the Queen of Suspense.